This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
It's time now for Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
The people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Mabuti siya sa atin. Sa umagang ito, I have a guest, one from Scotland. He is a good friend of mine. And the one, Sister Marisa from the Philippines, my fellow Filipino, and one Scotland, he is a Scottish brother, Tony Mulan, is my fellow workers at Isbag, Bower Avenue, North New Brighton.
Yes.
We are working together with DBC, but tomorrow I will be no longer DBC workers. Before anything else, so let us pray first before we proceed our program this morning, brothers and sisters, or my friends. Heavenly Father, thank you very much this morning, and thank you so much, Lord, that you have give good health, and thank you so much that all of your people around the world, that they will not forget their task or these responsibilities, that this day we will worship you, we will go to the churches or the fellowships, that we can hear the message from your servants who will give your message to them. And thank you so much, Lord, this morning, this program that we call it Golden Guide, and thanks to you, O God, that the Holy Spirit be upon us to illuminate our minds, to enlighten our minds, so that we can give a good message to our listeners on this program, to those who are avid listeners. Father, we can do nothing without you, so we need you so much in our lives. This is our prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning once again. Thanks be to God that we have a guest at this moment. So before we talk about some activities or some a message from the words of God, so let us listen first this song. The title of this song, Consider the Lilies, by Charlotte Ritchie. So, all of you, our listeners, you will be blessed by this message. So, let us listen first this message, this song. So, here it is.
Consider. More splendor than them. of mine who hangs out the stars, tells the sun when to shine, and kisses the flowers each morning with dew. Oh, but he's not too busy to care about you. We have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart.
Brothers and sisters, thanks be to God that we heard a very nice song. And that song, we can read the some lyrics of this song, Consider the Lilies. So, I have some questions to our guests on this morning, brothers and sisters. And I would like to ask first, Brother Tony, my good friend of a good friend of mine. Brother Tony, are you happy that Marisa is here with you?
Yes. yes, I see Marisa, my relationship with Marisa as something that was asked for. We both prayed for guidance in our relationship because of the distance between us.
Yes, one time you asked me, Brother Lynn, can you pray that the visa of Marisa will be granted by the immigration? So if you remember,
yes,
I said, yes, of course, because as what I have observed, you wanted too much that Sister Marisa can come here in Christchurch or New Zealand. And Brother Tony, you attended a Sunday service or worship service where Sister Marisa attend a fellowship. So how do you feel while you are with the people who are praising and worshiping God?
It's good. It's been very enlightening for me, and to have been welcomed into the to have been welcomed into the congregation of the people that I now know, I have a vast expanse of new friends.
Oh yeah.
And that is going to continue. Marisa has to return to the Philippines.
Yes.
Very soon. But I will continue to attend.
That's good. If even this come or the next week, Marisa will back to our country, Philippines.
Yes.
So it's good, Tony, that you have a lot of friends, most of especially your fellow workers.
That's correct.
Sister Marisa How do you feel that you are here with Brother Tony?
At first, I was very, I don't know, mixed feeling, excited or feel... because this is my first time in New Zealand, that's why I said what I will be there. But because this is just a visit, that's why it's okay.
So, thanks be to God that I observed Tony, he wanted too much that you can able to come here. So that's why he asked me to join the prayer so that your visa will be granted by the immigration. So that is the answer from God, and really God is good, not only me but both of you, and even to all of his people. Thanks be to God. So this morning, this program is intended for a good message from the Lord, and I want you to participate the message that we are going to share this morning. So our text this morning is found in the Gospel of Saint Matthew chapter 6. So the song we heard, some of the lyrics is found in the from the chapter 6, verse 25 up to 31. So it is good we read this. So so we can give message, and most especially the message really from the words of God. So if we know, when we read the words of God, when we listen or hear the words of God, that is the only way that we can feed our spirit and soul. Because our physical body, we need the material food or worldly food. But our spirit and souls, the food of our spirit and soul is the words of God. If we remember chapter 4, verse 4 from the book of Matthew, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words of God proceeds from the mouth of God. So we keep on feeding our physical body, but we should not forget that there is our soul we need to be filled by the words of God. So that's why if a person can listen the words of God, and he will believe, and he will do what he heard from the words of God, so complete. Like, for example, the food. We believe that food can mix us to quench or to stop our feeling hungry. Before we swallow the food, we are chewing first. We are to chew first before we swallowing it, to swallow it. So the same, if we listen the words of God, let us meditate, and after that, we do what we hear from the words of God. So I would like Sister Marisa to read chapter 6, verse 21 up to 34. Verse 25 up to verse 34.
Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the plows of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, that shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For you, Heavenly Father, knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. To the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
Thanks be to God. God bless the message or the verses that we have read this morning. And as what I have said, the song we heard, Consider the Lilies. So here in verse 28, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. So the song we heard is very nice.
Yeah.
If we compare the worldly song, have you heard the Killing Me Softly?
Yeah.
So if you compare this gospel song, the gospel song is really has a message to us, to comfort us, to give us hope. Because the message of this, consider the lilies. If we read verse 25 up to 34, Lord Jesus Christ, as what his observation in his time, the people who around him, some he can read what they feel. Some of them, they have anxiety about tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But if we read the verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If we have worries about the things that we need on this life, there is God who will meet our needs.
Mm-hmm.
And consider the lily. And I wrote the lyrics of this. I researched yesterday from the YouTube, and I found the lyrics of the song. I would like to read this. Consider the lilies, they don't toil nor spin. So the same verse 28. So the gospel song really has a message to all of us.
Yeah.
So if we are Christian, so let us pay more attention. Let us use our ears to listen to the good song. And most especially that song is a gospel song, because as what I have said, there is really message for us, to give us hope, to inspire us. The song full of inspiration, and most especially the song can make us something good. We feel good.
Yeah.
As what we observe while we are worshiping God, we are sing together.
Mm-mm.
So thanks be to God that our brother Tony, he has a new chapter in his life together with the Christians who are serving God, who are praise. I observe Brother Tony. Maybe Brother Tony, if there will be a lot of words will be planted in his heart and his mind, he will become a good Bible teacher. Because while he was discussing our pre-start meeting, toolbox meeting, after his discussion, because he is in charge by our supervisor, Sir Rob. After his discussion, he made a good remarks, and what his remarks? That every Filipino or his fellow workers, the remarks he made, he said, happy day. So when we hear that, all Filipino will have, oh, we are happy with our co-worker, Brother Tony Mulan. So when you have made an outline for pre-start, where that from? The source from our senior manager of Isbang?
No.
Who is it?
That came from the UK. That was something that was said to me during my career, throughout my career, and I have followed that on from an old supervisor of mine.
Okay, you have an idea how to make an outline the same. If we give or relay or to share the message to our fellow Christians, the same what you did in your outline to discuss about the pre-start meeting. So do you have an idea how to make? So as what I have said, if there will be a lot of words will be implanted in your hearts and in your minds, as what I said, you will become a good Bible teacher. You can able someday to conduct a Bible study. So, Brother Tony, thanks be to God that you are here together with Sister Marisa, but our time is running out, so it's time to say goodbye to our listeners. And once again, thank you very much that you did not refuse my invitation together with Sister Marisa. So it's good to give your parting words.
Thank you for the invitation, and thank you very much for the gift of this Bible.
You're welcome, Brother Tony. You have some things I have it from you. Really, you are a good friend. Even not only me, but to our fellow workers who are working with DBC. Thank you so much. God bless you more, and Sister Marisa.
Thank God for having us here, and thank you for having us here also, and thank you for this radio station. May you have more souls to bring into the Lord, and God bless us all.
So have a nice trip this coming Wednesday.
Wednesday, yes.
Okay, God bless us all. Mga kapatid, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Thanks be to God. And before we end up our program, so let us pray as your prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much this moment that I have with Brother Tony and Sister Marcia. God bless them too, Lord, and thank you so much that you will meet everything that we need, that they need, Lord. Thank you so much, your protection be upon Sister Marisa's flight. He will back to our country, Philippines. And thanks be to God also, Lord, that our listeners might have can have a good message from us. And also thank you so much in the life of Brother Tony. God bless him, O Lord. Lord, we can do nothing without you. So we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. So goodbye to all our avid listeners on this program. May God bless us all. Amen.
I invite you to listen this program, Golden Kind. And Power of Truth here on Plains FM with me, Brother Lynn Pritchard, every Sunday at 8 o'clock in the morning. And thanks for listening.